Near Bordeaux in France today, a terrible accident. A bus crowded with retirees slammed into a truck and burst into flames. At least 43 people were killed. It was a sad reminder that worldwide, more than 1.2 million people die each year in traffic crashes. The vast majority of fatalities are occurring in low and middle income countries. But here's the good news. The trend is reversible. The city of Bogota, Colombia, is proof of that. It reduced fatal traffic accidents by more than half in the span of a decade. And as the world's Jason Margolis reports, the city is trying to go much further.
20 years ago, Bogota's city leaders adopted a somewhat radical philosophy.
What matters is the people, not the cars.
Transportation planner Darío Hidalgo was part of the team that helped reshape the city. They invested in mass transit, installed super-wide sidewalks, and one of the world's most extensive networks of bike paths. Many of the city's zebra crossings are blue, green, yellow, and red.
It's trying to make the zebra much more visible and showing much more respect for the pedestrians. We're crossing now, and you see it's extra wide.
Walking and driving around Bogota just feels safer and less chaotic than in other Latin American cities I've visited in Mexico and Brazil. And the numbers bear that out. In fact, the odds of getting killed on the streets in Bogota are about the same as in Los Angeles. In Bogota, roughly 600 people are killed on the roads annually. I asked the city's director for road safety, Liliana Bojorquez, her goal.
Nosotros tenemos una visión cero. La meta es tener cero muertos en accidentes de tránsito.
She says the city has a vision of zero traffic fatalities. That might sound crazy, but it's an aspirational goal inspired by an example set by Sweden. In 1997, the Swedish parliament passed a law that said this.
We will not accept that people get killed or get seriously injured.
That's Karsten Vess, a Scandinavian safety consultant doing some work in Bogota. By the way, Stockholm has the safest streets in the world. Vess says if you want a truly safe city, you have to be willing to annoy some car owners.
You need to make it expensive and difficult to use a car.
Bogota has done some of that. Residents are only allowed to drive downtown every other day during rush hour, according to their license plate number. And the city also took away tens of thousands of informal parking spots, physically blocking vehicles from parking on sidewalks. Motorists were irate. Vess encourages Bogota to go further, hit people in the wallet for the privilege of driving downtown.
This has been very successful in Copenhagen, for example, where we pay up to $8 per hour for parking in the city center.
Bogota recently invited other road safety experts from across the globe. Here's Ben Welly with the World Resources Institute addressing a room of Bogota's city leaders. He's talking about why nearly a quarter of road fatalities involve pedestrians.
It's a simple issue of physics, but the faster cars are going, the more likely it is that a pedestrian will die. That number generally starts increasing rapidly after 30 kilometers per hour.
Welly says it's not a matter of just posting lower speed limits, though. You have to force cars to slow down. We went for a walk through Bogota's business district as cars zoomed past us at a crosswalk.
And one thing you can do to slow vehicles before they come to that crossing is to put a speed hump.
It sounds like an obvious idea, and it is, but effective. The Romans used speed humps to slow down chariots. Welly advocates for other design changes like artificial zigzags in roads and traffic circles to slow motorists. He says cultural changes, like encouraging people to wear a seatbelt, take time. But infrastructure changes yield results
tomorrow, because the physical design of the road is making people behave better.
Physical design can also make people behave differently. Bogota has 250 miles of bike lanes, and an estimated 6% of Bogotanos cycle to work, double the number from a decade ago. I went for a ride during rush hour with Juan Manuel Prado of Despacio, a group that advocates for more livable cities.
Right now we are in Avenue 11th that has bike lanes for cyclists.
We ride on the sidewalk, separate from pedestrians. I thought it was great, until Prado shows me a design flaw as we enter a crosswalk.
It's very difficult to the drivers of cars to see you.
Yeah, I felt when we were coming off the sidewalk that if the guy had turned right and not seen me, I would have been in big trouble.
yeah, we need to do something about it.
Prado next takes me to a bike lane built in the center of a street, physically separated from cars and pedestrians. This one was fantastic. The city doesn't have too many lanes like this, though. I asked Prado why there aren't more.
I think that it's not realistic because, in terms of money, it's very expensive to build these type of things.
It's also expensive to have accidents on the road. Injuries, hospitalizations, and fatalities, those costs add up. Research suggests that traffic crashes can cost low- and middle-income countries up to 5% of their economic output. In Bogota, that would translate to perhaps $10 billion lost annually, a lot of money that could be put to building safer road infrastructure. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.